Thought for today. Wow. Discover what is important in life before a crisis happens. Discover what is important in life before a crisis happens. Hey, discover what is important in life before a crisis happens. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean? Well, number one, on the front of every telephone book, you should have your doctor's name. You should have your emergency facility's name. You should have your, what are the things you need? The school board. You should have whatever things you're needing to call at any time, an emergency. It should be right there in front. So when your babysitter needs to get a hold of you, she knows that you're at the local bar, and she can call there and get a hold of you. Okay? No. Discover what is important in life before a crisis happens. In other words, have those numbers handy. But when you get down to the nubbin of it all, the very simple thing, are you familiar with the use of the telephone? Are you familiar with the use of the internet? Are you familiar with the use of your medicine chest? Are you familiar with the use of all the drugs you have in there for a headache, a heartache, hope ache, whatever? Now, are you familiar with that? And unfortunately, you're not. Could you reach into your medicine cabinet in the middle of the night and take the proper medicine without turning the lights on? Or would you get iodine? Would you get something else that was not necessarily good for you? This is the way we act in life. We say, oh, everything's honky-dory, everything's going along just beautifully. And then a problem comes up. Then our little boy is in the hospital with some disease that the doctors can't figure out what it is. And he's going downhill. And we say, oh, doctor, do what you can. I'll call all the specialists. I'll call everybody. I'll call. I'll pay anything that you need. Take my life. Take my world. Take my heart and give it to my son. Let him live. But you see, discover what is important in life before a crisis happens. Now, what is important in life? What's important in life is our awareness of our connection to the infinite cause of all. When we are aware of our connection to our divine self, then whenever any circumstance comes up that seems to be, any circumstance that seems to be kind of tough, a crisis, bang, we pick up the phone and say, God, I tell you, heal it. And God says, you sure waited long enough. You sure waited to let the situation get out of hand. You could have been talking to me every day. And you could have been saying, I live in my eternally perfect spirit, mind, and body. My son lives in his eternally perfect spirit, mind, body. My husband lives in his eternally perfect spirit, mind, and body. My wife lives in her eternally perfect spirit, mind, and body, etc. Etc. and etc. etc. As the king and I said. Now, is that important? Is that something wonderful? Ingeborg! Do you hear what I'm saying? And do you know I'm talking to you? Do you know I can hear that very clearly here? I don't need to talk to you, because I got to talk to myself right through these earphones. You understand that? But I'm talking to you. Who do you contact in case of emergency? Who should I let know in case there's an emergency? Who should you contact in case of emergency? The divinity, the divine, yourself. She's been with us now for 3,042 years. But the last 42 years, she's sort of been forgetting. And she's been forgetting because she's having such a good time. And no crises are coming up. She's got everything in order. But then when I ask her the question about it, she said, well, I put in my emergency book the University of Healing to contact in case of emergency. Now, think about it. You have your passport. You have your other circumstances, driver's license, what have you. Who shall we contact in case of emergency? Now, if we were to say the truth, contact God, they would say, well, what's his number? You know, our church is called the Church of God Unlimited. And so we get letters in the mail. Dear God Unlimited, dear Mr. Unlimited, how are you doing? Now, if we were just to have God, they'd say, dear God, how is everything? And they wouldn't think a thing about it because it's a name. And they don't think a name is a name. They think a name is a name. And so the federal government, your next of kin is God. Now, how do you contact God? Well, they don't know, but we do. We go within ourselves, and we tune up that inner rheostat. We take that cat's whiskers. You know what a cat's whisker is? On a piece of crystal, you have a little cat's whisker. You move it around to find the station. You tune in the station. All right? For us more modern people, you just take your television or your radio, and you tune in the station you want. Now, there's a lot of stations there. I was just going to say, hell, there's a lot of stations there. There's a lot of stations on your radio. Now, do you know what they are? Do you know what they bring in? Do you know that some of those stations tell you that you're a sinner, 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 and you have no chance of survival? And then they say, Jesus died for your sin, but you're still a sinner. You know? And then they say that Jesus is your only salvation, but you're still a sinner. And I mean, my goodness, when can you get off that merry-go-round of being a sinner? Okay. Discover what is important in life before a crisis happens. Discover your relationship to the divine in you. Now, Sylvia has a need. And we are called upon to speak our word for Sylvia. So we say, Sylvia, we'll get you the finest surgeon, the finest doctor, the finest hospital, the finest this. Sylvia says, hey, give me your prayer. Give me your awareness that you are God, seeing me as God, whole and perfect. Wow! You go to the hospital because your little boy is in crisis. And you go there and say, ah, doctor, what can we do? Oh, doctor, what can we do? And the doctor says, ma'am, discover what is important in life before a crisis happens. Did you know my number, ma'am? Why didn't you call me? You see, the doctor believes that he is doing the job you want him to do, and of course he is. But what should have been done beforehand? You surround your child with your pure white light of love, and you see all his ways are peace and all his paths are pleasantness. You know what you're doing before a crisis arrives, and then a crisis never has to arrive. It never has to arrive. Are you ready for such a thing? Are you ready for such a responsibility? Can you take such a responsibility to know when you are responsible for whatever is going on in your life? Can you do that? I wonder. If you drop a brick on your toe, what's the first thing you do? You say, I'm whole and perfect. If you say, ow, then you've already given the brick the permission to make you feel hurt. And they say, ow, ow, then you give the permission to get red and raw and maybe break a toe or two. And you say, ow, ow, ow. And then you get permission to go to the hospital and have them tell you that there's nothing they can do about a toe. They just pull it and let it grow however it will. Toes are things that they don't do much about. Wow, ow, ow. And yet, why not? They can heal a finger. They can do anything. Why not? Why not a toe? That's the way it used to be. What do we do? Ellen, what do we do? And what do we see and say when we speak our word?
I am whole and perfect.
And what do we mean when we say, I am whole and perfect as we speak our word?
That
your toe is whole and perfect, that your body's whole and perfect, that everything's whole and perfect. Why wait until a crisis comes before we start looking up the emergency numbers? Do you have your emergency phone book handy? Well, at the top of the list, write God. And write God's number. Not his number, but write God's number. It could be his or hers, or ours, or theirs, or yours, or mine. But write God's number. What is God's number? God's number is, I listen within. The message we hear is, I'm whole and perfect. But God's number is, we listen within. Are you ready to listen within? Are you ready to claim the truth about yourself? Are you ready to listen and hear? Oftentimes we listen, but we don't always hear. Now, why don't we hear in our introspection? Because we're listening to the wrong station. We're listening to a station that tells us that we are miserable or that we are unable to have an introspective state. You know, you do that to yourself. You tell yourself, I am unable to go into introspection. I cannot keep my mind one-pointed on being introspective. And what does introspective mean? Listening to the divine within. Okay. So you tune on station misery. And so you listen to station misery. And you say, no, no, no. Then you listen to station Pollyanna. It says, everything is beautiful, everything is wonderful. And you say, that's not really what I want. And then you listen to station beauty. And station beauty says, whatever thoughts we think, those are the things that bring results in our life. When you think good thoughts, you get good results. When you think bad thoughts, you get bad results. There's nothing good or bad about it. It's just the principle of the law. What are you going to do? Are you going to think good thoughts or bad thoughts or whatever? And then you tune to another station, you bump the radio just a little bit, and the next station comes on. And the next station says to you, if you will eat Wheaties for breakfast every day, the breakfast of champions, you will have a solid body. You will be strong. You will grow up to be a wonderful man. Now, if you're a girl, that doesn't work too well. So then you turn on another station. If you eat Wheaties, which are girls' foods, then you will grow up to be a wonderful woman. Hey, now that's fine. I'm a woman. I want to grow up to be a wonderful woman. I eat Wheaties and I grow up to be a wonderful man. You know, I got to know which one I'm playing, who I am. Am I a girl or am I a boy? And then you say to yourself, hey, I'm not limited by being a girl or a boy. I'm a human being. What do human beings eat? Human beings eat steak and potatoes. And so you say, well, I am a vegetarian. I don't really cotton to steak and potatoes. Potatoes are all right, but the steak, you know. And so then you tune in to vegetarian station. Now, if you're going to live a healthy, vital, dynamic life, eat vegetables and eat plenty of protein. Eat plenty of carbohydrates. Enjoy your meals and realize that they will not put 1 ounce of fat on you. They will only give you that body that every athlete admires so greatly. And you will live a long, long life, and you'll be healthy all the years of your life, so long as you are a total vegetarian, eating no meat, eating no chicken, eating no fish, eating no eggs, eating nothing that refers to the body of a living object other than vegetables, you know. True, vegetables are a living object too, but those, you got to eat something. But really, if you tune on to the station, here's the other station. So you tune on there and it says, this is station nothing. On station nothing, we learn the basis of life. Life is merely energy moving at a various rate of speed. And if we tune in to energy moving at these various rates of speed, we will have a body that will outpicture whatever it is we want. A body of energy, a body of light, a body of power, a body of beauty, a body of fabulous quality. Not subject to either being a vegetarian or eating meats, or eating fish, chicken, or anything else. Not eating, drinking water. Not anything. You are a being of light. You are a being of energy. And every atom in your being is more energy than you'll ever experience in a lifetime as a human being. And then, that sounds good. And then you say, well, discover what is important in life before a crisis happens. So, hey, to another station, and it says, my friends, this may come as a shock to all of you, and I don't mean to destroy you, but be aware, you are God. You are the allness of God. You are the totality of God. You don't need to be light, love, or anything. You are whatever you are within yourself. And if you choose to be an expression of that for a moment on an earthly plane or on a physical plane, you'll be it. If you choose to be an eternal star in the heavens, you'll be it. If you choose to be the infinite universe, you'll be it, because you are it. You are the allness. Now, discover what's important in life before a crisis happens. So if you're discovering what is important in life before a crisis happens, you want to discover where your values are. Are your values on being a normal person who needs to have someone else help you? Are you have values of caring about your creation? Do you have values of humanity, which are beautiful? Do you have values of being a vegetarian, eating no meat at all? Or are you a vegetarian who eats eggs, cheese, fish, chicken, and no meat, red meat that is? What difference does it make whether it's a chicken or a cow? Interesting, isn't it? But hey, that's all the games we play. Now, or are you going to be a person who lives off the mana of the universe, needing no exterior substance at all in your body? And then are you going to be a body of light, a body of pure energy? Or are you going to be, see, for each one of these things, you got to have your information as to who you are. See, you got to discover what's important in life before the crisis comes. And then someone comes up to you as a perfect vegetarian and gives you a beautiful hamburger, juicy with the drippings of the meat. And you look at it and you say, no, that's my brother, I can't eat him. Why not? What difference does it make? He's not in that body anymore. That's not his body. That's merely energy moving at the speed of meat or whatever that might be. And you say, hey, that's cool. Okay. And you say, but why do I create myself having to make that decision? Why do I create myself even on that plane of reference? You see, you have to discover what's important in life before a crisis happens to you. And the crisis will say to you, because I'm eating meat, I'm terrible. Because I'm eating veggies only, I'm terrible. Because I'm living on pure energy, I'm terrible. Who says that? You! The rest of the world can say it too, but you say it. What matters is what you say. If you say, I am God, I am the allness, I am the purity, God is everything. God is the meat eater. God is the vegetarian. God is the principle of pure light. God is all. Now, I am not saying these things to encourage us to do one thing or another. I'm just saying, find out who you are. Find out where your dream is for yourself. Find out what's important in your life before a crisis comes up and you don't know which God to pray to. The God of vegetarianism, the God of mediator, the God of energy, the God of light. The God. Go to the Hindus, my goodness, they got God's kazoo, and they're living them. And remember the Greeks and the Romans? Every time something came up, they'd create a God for that purpose. And that's good. Except, why have all those gods when one God will do? One God includes all those gods, right? And so, why bother about that? And one God makes it very simple. You see, then there's only one place to tune on the radio, one place to tune on our inner self, and that's to our divine. And when we tune into our divine self, we make this statement: all is in divine order. And we don't have to discuss the little, the big, the in-between. All is in divine order, and it's done. It's done. Our prayer is done. Our radio station is tuned in to perfection. And then, no matter what we do, all is in divine order. There will be no crisis coming up in our life. There will be nothing coming up in our life that will make us feel insecure. We will feel secure and wonderful and fantastic. Believe it or not, I love you. La da 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 da.